Hi guys, welcome to the Playgirl Diaries. I don't have my mic, I can't find it, but I wanted to talk and make a little podcast. And I'm sick. I haven't been feeling good, I have a stuffy nose, I have a headache. So if I sound weird or if I'm breathing heavy, I'm sorry. We're just gonna have to deal with it today. But today I wanted to talk about dating. I'm not dating. I have a boyfriend that I've been with for a very long time. I'm really happy in my relationship, and I'm really secure in my relationship. Anything I talk about or anything I say, you know, has nothing to do with him. It just has to do with my past experiences, friends' experiences, family's experiences, acquaintances' experiences, you know, just things I've seen online, things I've seen, things I've heard, things I've talked to women about. You know, just general stuff that you just know being a woman and you hear about being a woman. And yeah, so that's just what I wanted to talk about today. If you get offended by anything I say, I'm sorry. It's coming from a place of love. And if there are any men or pick me women here, I just want to say, as a disclaimer, I'm not a pick me woman. I am not a woman who would ever I'm not a woman who would ever bring a woman down to uplift a man or to get an ego boost from a man. That's not me, and that's not what this is doing. I am going to be saying some things I disagree with that women do, but I always see like women that will be on TikTok and they'll like say one thing they don't like women do. Like they'll be like, oh, you guys should stop doing this because we really need to progress against this. Like, progress past this, I should say. And then there will be men in the comments, they'll be like, oh my god, she's a good one, keep her, I bet she's married. No. I do not want men ever saying that about me. Ever. Please. Please. Anyway, I'm gonna quit rambling. I haven't done this in a while, so I'm kind of all over the place. But yeah. Alright. If you are a young woman, I'm talking to women, like, in their 20s. You know, because I'm not really talking about teenagers. I'm not a teenager anymore. It's not really like, I can't really speak on that right now. And I'm more talking about dating long term, dating to find a husband, dating to find a lifetime partner. This isn't really towards people who are just dating to, like, have a boyfriend or have a girlfriend or have whoever. And just, like, they're looking for a good time, they're looking for fun, they're looking for, like, a little fling. I'm not talking about people that are looking for flings. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about, like, good old-fashioned dating to find a partner and to one day get married and have kids and stuff. This is not towards people who are just, like, looking for a fling or looking for not anything serious. Because, obviously, that doesn't correlate with what I'm talking about or the points I'm going to be making. So, anyway, if you are about to be dating and you're a young woman, like in your 20s, I think that you need to have self-esteem, high standards, self-respect. Yeah. You need to have all of those things. Because if you come into the dating game with no self-respect, with no self-esteem, and no standards, you are just playing yourself, you're wasting time, and you're literally just, like, playing into exactly what men want, basically. Okay, you need to have boundaries with yourself. You need to have boundaries with the people around you. You need to have boundaries with men. If you're gonna jump into dating and trying to find a partner, and you feel very insecure, you don't feel secure with yourself, you don't like the way you look, you don't like your personality, you know, you don't really have any hobbies, you're just not feeling that great about yourself in general, the last thing, in my opinion, that you should be thinking about is dating. Because it's literally just going to cause more problems for you and for your partner. It's very immature, in my opinion, to go and actively date people and, like, try to find a partner when you are literally crumbling. Like, you have no self-esteem, you have no respect for yourself, you cannot set boundaries, and you do not have any standards. Like, if a man does one little thing for you, you'll swoon. You're not ready to date. You're not. You're gonna, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna come out of the other side heartbroken, and the other person, the man, is gonna come out with what he wants, which is, you know what, and he's gonna come out unscathed, because you are not ready. Like, it sounds harsh and it sounds rude, but it's true. So yeah. So before you even think about dating, you need to have high self-esteem, you need to work on yourself, and you need to feel secure in yourself and who you are. That's it. That's my opinion. Yeah. Because dating is a game, okay? Let's be honest. Dating is a game with an end goal. And that end goal is usually marriage or a family or a lifetime partner or a best friend. And you are not going to win that game, and winning by meaning finding a good partner. You're not going to win that game if you don't have high self-esteem or standards or boundaries. You're not going to win. You're not going to get the end result. You're not going to meet that end goal. Because the people that you meet are not going to be husband material. They're going to sense that you don't have high self-esteem. They're going to sense that you don't have any standards or any boundaries. And they're going to play you to get what they want. And like I said, they're going to come out unscathed. They're going to get what they want. And you're going to be lonely at the end of the day. And upset with yourself and with them at the end of the day. And that's just true. And that's just how it is. Men can seek out women who are vulnerable. Men can seek out women who don't have high self-esteem and who have no respect for themselves and just don't have any boundaries or standards. If you entertain any man or do things with any man, they're going to know you don't think very highly of yourself, or you don't think, like, you just don't have very good self-esteem. They're going to know that, and they're going to take advantage of that, which is why I said, you need to work on your self-esteem, or else you're never going to find the right person or the right partner. Because if you don't have the strength or the willpower to get into that relationship and leave on the first red flag, like, why are you dating in the first place? You're not ready. So after we're talking about, you know, getting into dating and having self-respect and having self-esteem, another problem where not having those things comes in is when you get into a relationship with somebody and they're showing you red flags. That's why it's so important to have all of those things. Because, you know, when you have those things, you'll be able to leave. You'll be able to walk away and say, you know what, I don't deserve this. This is a waste of my time. This is a waste of my energy. This is a joke. I shouldn't even be entertaining this. I'm done. And you walk away and you're the one unscathed. You don't care. You can go find somebody else. You can go find somebody better. You can go be a single woman and live your best life. You don't have to worry about that. Because you have high self-esteem. Because you were prepared. Because you were ready. Because you have to be prepared for those red flags. And if you don't leave when those red flags come, you're literally just setting yourself up for failure. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Because it's never going to end how you want it to. Ever. If a man can't show you that he is trustworthy, not shady, loyal in the beginning of a relationship, what is the point of staying around for? Like, what is the point of staying in that relationship? If your goal is kids or marriage or a lifelong partner, how is he going to stay around for a lifetime if it's only 6 months in the relationship and he's showing you red flags? Like, I'm genuinely asking. If your end goal is to have a lifelong partner that's one day going to be the father of your kids and your husband, why even entertain somebody who is showing you that they're not trustworthy, that they're not loyal, that they're shady, that they're moving weird? You have to beg them to talk to you. You have to beg them to go on dates with you. You have to beg them to take you out. You have to ask for them to get you little things like a Starbucks drink or flowers. Like, Why? What is the point? What is the point in staying? It is never going to end the way that you want. It is only going to end the way that the man wants. And, you know, it is a waste of time. And if you're in your 20s, it's not time to be wasting. Any time in your life is not a time to be wasting. Especially on men who don't care about you. Like, be real with yourself in these situations. It will only end in heartache. Like, it's such a cliche thing to say, but you have to believe people when they show you who they are. Like, it sounds like a Disney quote, but it's actually so true. Because if he is showing you, like, okay, he's turning off his location, he's going to parties, he's following girls on Instagram at random times and suspicious things, he's doing all of these suspicious things, he's not answering the phone, he's not answering his text, his phone is randomly dead. Okay, a couple months later, when you find out he is cheating on you, why are you surprised? He showed you that he's not trustworthy. He showed you that he is a liar. He showed you that he is weird and suspicious and doesn't care about your feelings. So why are you surprised when that's what he's doing? Like, why? That's why you gotta have the self-respect and you gotta have the boundaries to be able to leave. How is this person gonna make a good father, husband, life partner, if it's only 6 months in and he's showing you these things? Like, and that's a real question that you have to actually ask yourself. Why am I staying in this relationship when he's already showing me the things that I don't like to see? And we just got together. How are we supposed to live the rest of our lives when you're already showing me that I can't even trust you? When you're already being shady? Like, as women, we have to just take things for what they are instead of for what we want them to be or what we hope them to be. I have notes on a paper. That's why you just heard it flip. Okay. You just have to take what people give you instead of using your hope and your heart to try and change them or to try and change their ways. And this is another thing within dating that I've seen happen. Like, a man will say, oh, he's just looking for a vibe. He's just looking for peace. He's just looking for someone to chill with. And then the women will get, like, mess with them, knowing that they want to date these men, knowing that they want to be with them for a while, and thinking that they can just, like, come out unharmed, or and they can make this man fall head over heels with them and, you know, just fall madly in love with them, and then they're going to get married and this and this. He told you he is not looking for anything serious. Believe him, okay? Don't try to change his mind. Don't try to twist it and take it for what you think it is. If a man is telling you that he just wants to mess around, don't try to convince him otherwise. Don't try to, you know, make him fall head over heels in love with you because you think that you're so amazing and he just can't resist, because he's not. You're literally falling into his trap and giving him what he wants. And he's gonna get what he wants, just like before. He's gonna get what he wants, and you're not gonna get what you want, which is him as a partner. And you're gonna be upset and you're gonna be hurt. You need to believe people when they tell you things. You need to believe people when they tell you what they want out of a relationship. And you need to believe people when they show you things in that relationship. And another thing, okay, for the women. That sounded so mean. Oh my God. Okay. But seriously, quit dating men below your level. And this is kind of more a dig at men just for not having their shit together. But it's like, just quit dating men below your level. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Because you like him, because you think he's cute, like, just don't do it. It's not gonna be a fun situation. it's going to be very awkward. It's going to be very uncomfortable. You're not going to feel like your best self or the best, you know, girlfriend or wife you could be. It's just not, it's not the smartest thing you could do. I'll say that. I'm not talking about two people, you know, who are young and they're both working on themselves and they both, you know, remotely have their stuff together. Like, I'm not saying you both have to drive G-Wagons and live in the hills. Or, you know, your man has to do that and buy you Birkin bags. No. That's stupid Twitter talk. Like, let's be real. That's stupid Twitter talk. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm telling you and what I'm saying is, if you have a job, you have a car, you have your own apartment, you have your house, you have anything, really, why are you dating a man that doesn't even have that himself? What can he bring to the table? What can a man give you if he doesn't even have the things you have? You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you have a car, why are you dating a man that doesn't have a car? If you have a job, why are you dating a man that doesn't have a job? What could he possibly bring into your life that is so great that you can overlook all of these things? It's like, it just doesn't make sense to me. You're dating below your level for what reason? If you don't have a car, cool, date a guy without a car. If you, you know, don't have this, this, and this, then it's fine. But like, if you can take yourself out and get your nails done, get a wax, get your hair done, get your nails done, which I already said, buy yourself new clothes. Why are you pursuing a man that can't do that for you? You can do it for yourself, but you should also want to date somebody who can do it for you. Because they're going to get insecure about it. They're going to get bitter about it. They're going to get nasty and jealous about it. That's just how men are. That, at the end of the day, that is just how men are. If you have a man that is, you know, below your level, like, in any way, he is literally just going to be nasty and bitter about the things that you do for yourself. We see it all the time. We as women, we literally see it all the time. There will be a woman who, you know, is high maintenance or whatever you want to call it. And there will constantly be a man, oh, I can't afford you. Oh, you're too bougie for me. Oh, you're too this for me. It's because they're nasty and bitter and jealous and insecure because they know that they can't afford that. So getting into a relationship with a man like that is literally just going to make you miserable because he's just going to be insecure and be like, oh, you don't need this. Oh, you don't need that. Knowing that those are the things that make you feel good about yourself and knowing that you like doing those things for yourself. But he's going to encourage you not to do them because he knows he cannot afford to do that for you. And him not being able to afford to do that for you is going to hurt his feelings and hurt his ego. And yeah, that's just like how it is. And another like aspect to this is a man is not going to give you the same grace. Like, a man is not going to date below his level. He may have sex with things below his level or entertain things below his level, but he's not going to build a life with a woman below his level. Let's be real. Like, okay, if you didn't have your hair done or your nails or your lashes or your makeup, if you didn't have the persona that you have, if you weren't the woman that you are, if you didn't have on the expensive perfume and the mysterious aura, you know, if you were 50 pounds heavier, if you were 50 pounds lighter, if you didn't have this, if you didn't have that, anything that you could think of, would he pursue you? The answer is probably no. Okay. So why give men the same grace? Set a higher standard for yourself. Set a higher standard for your partner. If you want to date someone, like, date someone on your level or higher. Like, a life partner is meant to be somebody on your level or higher. Because otherwise, as a woman, that is. Otherwise, it's just gonna be a lot of bitterness, a lot of jealousy, and a lot of insecurity. Like, he's gonna gain social status. He's gonna gain props. He's gonna gain a good woman. He's gonna gain sex, which is, like, one of the most absolute important things to a man. You're probably gonna cook for him. You're probably gonna be the one cleaning the house. All of these things that he is going to gain from dating a woman on a higher level than him, what are you going to gain from this? A boyfriend? A husband? Like, no. Find somebody who can actually do things for you that you want them to do for you. And quit settling. Okay, doing this, you're settling. And you're just... no standard. Get some standards, please. That's just what I have to say. We, as women, need to do better about dating. Like, I don't know. I just feel like men keep getting what they want, and women are getting the short end of the stick. And it is not women's fault by any means. You know, men are just shitty people in general. I really do not like men as a whole. Actually, I'm not going to say it because they're going to attack me and be mean to me, but I just don't like men. And I feel like we need to protect ourselves and protect our identity and protect who we are and just want better things for ourselves. I want better things for women. I want us to think of ourselves as better. I don't want us to ever settle. I don't ever want to see a woman settle. I don't ever want to see a woman date a man below her level because it's sad. I don't like seeing men get what they want is basically my entire point. I don't like seeing men get what they want. I like seeing women get what they want and have an amazing man who treats them amazingly and doesn't harm them and doesn't cheat on them and doesn't make them wonder about this, this, and this. Basically, my entire point is I'm sick of seeing men get what they want and watching women get the short end of the stick. In reality, we really only need a couple things to change as a whole for things to start going our way. For women to start, you know, running things. For women to start being the ones that say, I'm the woman again. Because, like, the tables are randomly starting to flip. Like, men think that they're the fucking prize all of the sudden. And it's like, we need to reclaim, okay? We need to take our power back as women. And you have to do that by having higher standards, having boundaries, having self-respect, having self-esteem, knowing who you are, and knowing that nothing is going to change that. By having the strength and the willpower to leave when people show you who they are and what they're about, that is what is going to help. That is what is going to get rid of this stupid, annoying generation of men. This whole annoying podcast, alpha male, whatever. I know I have a podcast. I literally am talking on one right now. But I never want to be grouped in with those men. Ever. Please never do that. That would just be awful. But yeah, anyway. I hope you're doing well. Again, I'm sorry if you got offended or... yeah. Just have a great day. I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.